This is Radio Nepal. I'm Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. Nepal Communist Party Standing Committee meeting underway at Prime Minister's official residence at Balwatar. Gandaki State reports 25 new cases of coronavirus today. National Vitamin A program to begin from July 6 to 7 and devastating lightning kills more than 100 people in northern India. Now the news in detail. The today's standing committee meeting of the ruling Nepal Communist Party is underway at Prime Minister's official residence at Balwatar. Today's meeting will discuss on prevention, control and treatment of COVID-19, Nepal's border problem and its solution, thorough review of the government's work, assessment of the party works and remaining works of organizational unification and Millennium Challenge Corporation Compact. 25 new cases of coronavirus have been reported at Gandaki province today. According to Health Directorate of the state, of the infected, 2 persons from Bias municipality, 7 persons from Nawalpur, 14 persons from Kawaswati municipality, one person from Sangja, Baglung districts were reported positive to coronavirus. Preparations are underway to send them to isolation wards. With this, the total number of coronavirus infected persons in Gandaki state has reached 792. Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa has stressed the need of collaboration with communities for the prevention and control of drug abuse. In a message of best wishes delivered on the occasion of the International Day Against Drug Abuse and Illicit Trafficking, today he underlined the need of prompt behavioral change among offsprings and relatives as well as cordial family rehabilitation for the control of drug abuse. The minister appreciated the efforts made to prevent and control drug abuse alongside the campaign against the outbreak of COVID-19. The process to transport essentials to the residents of Changaru and Tinkar at Basura municipality in Dharsula district has started. The Food Management and Training Company Limited on June 17 has announced bidding for the supply of food to the area by helicopter. At present, 200 quintals rice would be supplied to 192 households of the villages, said Deputy General Manager of the company, Sri Mani Raj Khanal, adding that the shipment will take place within July 19. Khanal said that the food stops will be sent to these places on a regular basis by establishing a sales depot. The government's National Vitamin A program has been rescheduled for upcoming July 6 and 7. Department of Health Services Nutrition Section Chief Kedar Parajuli confirmed that the program will be taking place on the above mentioned date. The original schedule of the program was for April 18 to 19. The campaign aims to minimize the risks of a deficiency of vitamin A among children and other subsequent health consequences. The United Nations Development Programme UNDP has remained the most transparent UN agency and ranked as the third most transparent development organization in the world. According to 2020 Aid Transparency Index produced by the Campaign for Aid Transparency, published What You Fund rated UNDP with a score of 96.6 out of 100, increasing its rating by 1.2 points since the index was last published in 2018. UNDP Administrator Achim Steiner has said the UN body congratulates the rising number of organizations demonstrating their commitment to transparency. Steiner also expressed reaffirmation in the body's leading role to continue encouraging progress towards aid transparency. You are listening to the Pulse 2 p.m. News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. At least 20 million people in the U.S. may already have been infected with COVID-19, according to latest estimate by health officials. The Centers for Disease Control says the true number of cases is likely to be 10 times higher than the reported figure. It comes as the state of Texas halted its reopening as infection and hospitalization surged. The U.S. has recorded 2.4 million confirmed infection, more than 122,000 deaths. Some southern and western states have been reporting record numbers of cases in recent days. More than 100 people in northern India have been killed by dozens of lightning strikes across 2 states in recent days. The disaster management team in Bihar state said 83 were killed there, while another 20 were in hospital with injuries. At least 20 more people are reported dead in neighboring Uttar Pradesh. Lightning strikes are common in India during heavy monsoon rains. While the rain and thunderstorms have caused widespread damages to trees and property, the authorities have have warned residents to be vigilant and stay indoors as the meteorologists forecast more bad weather. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi said relief efforts were underway and expressed condolences to the victims' families. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Nepal Communist Party Standing Committee meeting underway at Prime Minister's official residence at Balwatar. Gandaki State reports 25 new cases of coronavirus today. National Vitamin A program to begin from July 6 to 7 and devastating lightning kills more than 100 people in northern India. Well, that's the end of this bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.